It is now time for our first interview. Bernadine is an advocate of the High Court. She has been involved in protecting women and children's rights throughout her career as an advocate, both in private practice and as a family advocate. Bernadine was appointed as the director for the SBCWC in January 2018. She also serves on the executive committee for the National Shelter Movement. She's also the chairperson of the Western Cape's Women's Shelter Movement and heads up the National Shelter Helpline. Welcome, Bernadine, to the show. To start at the beginning, what inspired your passion to work with women and children?
Good afternoon, Emily. Thank you for having me. I've really worked with women and children's rights all the way through from the school time I was at school. I've always been passionate about advocacy as well as assisting more marginalized people within the community. So it was just, once I got into law, it was just a very natural fit for me to work on women and children's rights. And Saki Bartman Centre work was just an extension of that.
From your years of experience, why are people hurtful and violent towards women and children?
So, you know, we have very many drivers in South African society that contributes to the fact that we have five times more of the global average of gender-based violence. And those are things that range all the way from poverty to unemployment, and substance abuse, things that already are traditional drivers of gender-based violence. But in South Africa, we're also working with the aftermath of the apartheid era that really talks about control of people's bodies, using violence as a measure of control, but also using violence in a much more desensitized way. So I think all of these really do play into why we have such huge rates of gender-based violence in South African society. And also, we mustn't forget that we also live in a patriarchal society. So, you know, our gender gap is very big, but we still live in a society that is characterized by values being placed on a woman that are destructive and that actually underpin gender-based violence.
I think it's so sad that women and children have to go through this. But in your opinion, what is the state of abuse in South Africa, and has it become better or worse over the years?
You know, Emily, at this moment in time, we've had so much over the past 3 years exposure and public awareness done about gender-based violence. We've had the presidential summit. We've seen President Ramaphosa really going all out and saying that he wanted to get the national strategic plan in place. And he often talks about it, as do some of his cabinet ministers. But on the ground, where those of us that are actually working with survivors on the coalface, we're not seeing any difference whatsoever. And that is the most disturbing thing. If we're saying that more and more people are getting educated about gender-based violence and hopefully more women are empowered to leave abusive relationships and situations, why are we really not seeing much difference on the ground? And that's really what we should start talking about. You know, we're in 16 days of activism, third day today for this year. And one of the themes for this year is moving away from awareness to accountability. And I think that's where we really should be focusing our attention, is we all know how to talk about gender-based violence. The time for talking is over. We need to start acting against it. And once we all take accountability and really responsibility for the fact that we all have a duty to eradicate GBV, we're not going to start seeing any sort of real difference.
You work at Sarikri Baartman Centre for Women and Children. For our listeners who do not know, what is this centre for?
So the Sarikri Baartman Centre for Women and Children is a one-stop center for abused women and children that offers a wide range of holistic programs. So obviously we have the shelter. Most people know about our shelter. We also have transitional housing. We have a psychosocial program where not only women in the shelter, but also women in the community can come in and get counseling if they are being exposed to violence and abuse. We also have a legal assistance program for both our shelter residents and the women in the community, where they can come in and get their protection orders. We'll assist them to get their divorce orders and their maintenance orders. And then we have a child protection program where we go to schools within the Western Cape and we talk to children about the issues that are impacting on them. Things like cyberbullying, things like anxiety, things like depression. And we, over a 9-week program that is worked we really try to get to grips with what our children are battling with, whether it be domestic violence in the home or gender-based violence or any other one of the mental health issues that they might be suffering from. And over and above that, obviously that program offers counseling for children in the community that need it. And I think it's really important for me to stress that all of the programs that we run at the center are absolutely free. Nobody has to pay any fees for accessing these services. So we run about 13 programs across the board. We do a lot of advocacy and lobbying with government departments to make sure that our laws actually really speak to what the needs of the survivor are on the ground. And then we have outreach programs where we go out to rural communities and communities that really don't have services like the Zaki Bartman Center. We're out in Wellington today and we speak to those women, we take our counselors along, and we really make sure that they are having access to the services that they might require.
I love the idea of the shelter, and I'm sure you must be so proud to be working there. So what makes you most proud about working there?
I always say that working at the Zaki Bartman Center is a privilege. It's not a job. It's not even a vocation. It is purely a privilege to be able to see the women coming into the center completely broken and leave a completely different human being, leaving a human being that doesn't even look like the human being she was when she came into us physically. So it is a huge honor to do this work day in and day out, and to be entrusted by the women to work with them on the journey to empowerment. But I think the thing that makes me the most proud is watching the women going through this process and actually finding empowerment. And the second thing that makes me really, really proud is I have a great staff complement. They just are incredible. They're very dedicated. They're very passionate about what we do. So those things really are key to me making sure that we're doing what we can.
What advice do you have for someone trying to take the first step in seeking help?
So, Emily, the National Shelter Movement of South Africa has a 24/7, 365 toll-free national helpline, which is run out of the Zaki Bartman Center. We employ 3 social workers at that helpline. And I would encourage women that are looking to get out of an abusive situation to really phone the helpline. The staff on that helpline will not only help them with related issues, but we'll also help them to get into their nearest shelter. We'll assist them to get their protection orders, or we'll assist them to lay charges at the police, any one of those all related issues. So I would say reach out to the helpline. That'll be the great first step in getting you the help and assurance that you really need.
What message do you have for this year's 16 Days of Activism Against Women and Child Abuse?
I think the most important thing for all of us to remember is it's up to all of us to stand up against women and child abuse. It is our responsibility to do that. So stand with your survivors. Make sure that you're actively listening when she comes to you and she's speaking about an abusive situation that she's in. Make sure of that you're aware of the resources that are available for survivors. But really, let's stand with our survivors. Let men and boys stand as allies and activists against GBV.
Bernadine, thank you so much for joining us today.